What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. It's like 7:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, and I got heavy sleet about to come in real soon. So great, lovely weather here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, as not usual. Today I'm going to react to a video of Disney going woke, of them catering to the smallest percentage possible of the movies they are making. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from Dizzle Brand, one of our sponsors.
That turn, that lit, that slap, and it's that one, that everybody talking about Dizzle new drink, they like, that's that turn. That lit, that slap, it is that one, that, hey,
everybody talking about this new drink, they like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Scroll below that if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Actual store locations in those states as well. And Dizzle's also available on ReserveBar.com. And it's also available with the merch on Etsy. Go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. Or go to DizzleBrand.com and click on the store and get the Dizzle Brand merch as well. Let's get into it. Valuetainment, Patrick Bet David, one of my favorite podcasters. If not my very favorite podcaster, because he just always comes with, his facts in order, his proof, his evidence, his news reports, all that stuff, you know, and he's not biased, you know, and he's willing to have people on from the left, which, you know, because they know they could go on there and he'll be a civil conversation with them, even if they get in a little rants and whatnot. But let's get into it. Patrick Bet David talking about Disney going woke, how they're catering to the smallest percentage possible to make movies and whatnot.
With Disney right now, specifically Disney.
It's weird to me that they want to cater to these lowest percentage of people on the planet. I mean, lowest. You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand this wokeness thing. I think I'm one of the first people that got, you know, attacked by the woke world and the cancel culture in Hollywood 12 years ago when they basically said we can't work with you anymore before it became a term. And I honestly don't get it. You look at a movie like the Top Gun Maverick movie. It did so well because people said, here's just a movie that just, you know, waves the flag. Certainly it does, but that's what Top Gun, that whole thing's all about. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't pushing this agenda or pushing that agenda.
We didn't even know who the enemy was. We didn't know who the bad guy
was. They didn't want to do that either. But, you know, but it, at the same time, it was just a movie that was just fun to watch. And it was just, you know, it did so well because it catered to the audience that still wants to go see theaters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, people get mad. There was a movie. Was this the one that had the gay relationship in it or something? So they get mad because people don't want to see that. And you're going, well, let people see what they want to see. I thought there's supposed to be a free country and we're supposed to go what we want. You know, I'm not telling Disney not to do what they're doing with the movies, but that, why am I doing movies that are totally opposite, that have love and hope and laughter?
All right, let me plug in. I want to touch in on that. Like, yeah, like that movie Bros. If you want straight people to go watch a movie, don't make a movie that's just 1,000% gay. Straight people don't really want to go watch gay movies. We're not interested in them, you know. That's not our lifestyle. A lot of us don't agree with that lifestyle. Yeah, we accept that there's gay people in society, but we still don't have to agree with that lifestyle. You know? So, yes. And if I don't agree with a lifestyle, like, why would I go watch a movie about it? Like, you know? And bros, all due respect, I tried to laugh at the Bros trailer commercial. There wasn't a single fucking funny episode. There wasn't one single fucking funny joke in there. It wasn't even fucking funny. So you pass it off as a gay comedy, but it wasn't even a fucking comedy because it wasn't even funny. If it was actually funny, I wouldn't mind that there's it's a gay movie. If it was actually funny. But that shit wasn't even fucking funny. Not 1 second in the trailer did I laugh. And I tried. I was like Patrice O'Neal. I tried. You know, I try to put on my feel something. Oh, let me try to feel something for this. Let me try to laugh. Nothing. Let's keep it moving.
Like that needs to get to about $500, $600 million to break even.
Yep.
And that's why they keep doing movies like Avatar and Avengers and things like that. They need to get to that level, but they're going to make $2 billion in theaters. So they're going to make Pirates of the Caribbean 14. They're going to keep making these movies until
Avengers
people get tired of it. And they'll keep doing it.
So you think that Avengers is going to pay Johnny Depp the $300 million to do Pirates of the Caribbean?
Probably.
And you think he's going to accept it?
Probably.
You might have heard he's had some legal troubles.
Yeah.
But when you said the term, they keep playing to the lowest percentage of people, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, it just seems like they wanted, okay, what percentage of the population is transgender? 0.25%. It's
nothing.
Pretty low.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine. If people want to do that with life, fine. I'm not.
That's the important part. They are literally making movies for less than 1% of the population that cater to 1% of the population or less than 1% of the population that show interest to less than 1% of the population. Basically, and then they get mad and want to try to shame the people that don't go watch it because they're not interested in it, and you're not making a movie for them. You're clearly making a movie that is catered to less than 1% of the population. That is the worst. I mean, like, that is the worst business plan I've ever heard. You're literally trying to sell a product that 99.9% of the people they're not really interested in. They're not really going to be interested in. It's not for them. And like I said, if Bros was actually funny, okay, then it's a gay comedy, and I could probably watch it, because as long as it's funny, if it's funny, funny is funny, man. I don't care if you're gay, you're straight, black, white, purple, green, orange. Funny is funny. You make me laugh, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I like to laugh. People should like to laugh. People should love to laugh. Everybody's planet should love to laugh. Like, I always said that once they start censoring comedy, totally, like, we're screwed. Once they attack, full on attack comedy, censorship, we're screwed. Because if we can't even laugh in society, we're fucked, man. We're fucked. Let's keep it moving.
Physically as well.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah, a lot of trauma in this world. And then the gay population. I love when they call me homophobe. I've been in the business 40 years. I work with gay people in every set I've been on. You won't find one that said, he was so mean to me. They won't. But it's easy. Just being a conservative is enough for them to say, oh, he hates gay people.
Once again, just because you're not interested in being gay and you don't agree on being gay doesn't mean you're homophobic. It doesn't mean you're scared of gay people. You know, I had a neighbor that lived here a couple months ago before he moved. And every time he was outside, I said hey and talked to him. We'd have long conversations. He was gay. Do I agree with it? his lifestyle? No. Would I go out in a bar and hang out with him? No. But it doesn't mean I'm afraid of him. Doesn't mean I can't have a decent, you know, conversation with him. Like, I can't, doesn't mean we can't talk about things, you know what I'm saying? And life and whatnot. He's a regular person too. He just has different sexual preferences to me that I just don't agree with, that I think totally, you know, not only does it go against religion, it goes against the laws of nature. I'm a laws of nature guy, you know, and I'm going to react to a video later with Zuby talking about transgenderism and transracialism, or transracial and transgenders. So let's finish this video up.
They don't have things to back it up. They have these little labels that the media tells them to say, you're racist, you're homophobe, you're anti-Semite. They say all this stuff. Well, they're actually the ones who are anti-Semite. But anyway, it's a weird world out there right now where they come after you for anything. I mean, the people that attack me on Twitter, I can say, great day in the golf course. I hope you die. You know, these people have nothing better to do with their lives. And to me, I feel more sad for them. I don't feel anger towards them. I feel like, my God, what kind of life did they lead when they got to wake up every morning and look at what they see? What a horrible way to go through life every day.
It is. You're saying, like, the law of large numbers, that 0.5%, 5%, 2%, whatever the number is, they're catering to that audience than the 90 plus percent.
You know what?
Which
it's
is weird.
Yeah, it's called the loudest kind of percent.
What business are you in? You're in what business?
The life insurance
business. But you're not just in the life insurance business. You're in the life settlement business.
Correct.
Okay, so life settlement. Imagine if you started targeting 20-year-olds and your commercials for life settlement, which is what? For clients that are above 78, let's just say, right? 75 and up, right?
Correct.
Imagine if these life settlement companies started targeting 18-year-old kids saying, think about your life insurance policy. 18-year-old kids going to say, what the hell? I guarantee you 90% of people listening to this right now don't even know what life settlement is.
Correct.
Like, I'm sorry. Let me Google life. Here's what life settlement is. You're 75 years old. You have a $5 million insurance policy. You got a $2 million insurance policy. Everybody you love is no longer alive, and your kids who you had insurance for no longer need insurance because they're married, their career is fine, they're doing good, but your premium used to be $200 a month. Now it's $500 a month. Now it's $2,000 a month. You can't afford it. So you got $5 million. A guy like this comes up to you and says, listen, I'll pay you 18% for your $2 million policy. You're paying however much money. I'll pay you 18% for it. What's 18%? $360,000 here. Mm-hmm. Give us a $2 million insurance policy. We'll pay the premium. You're 78 years old. Based on your life expectancy, you're going to die at 85. We'll take the risk. Okay, cool. 360, I'm alive. I get the $2 million policy. I'll make the exchange, right? Mm-hmm. If an insurance company targeted 18-year-olds, that's stupid practice, okay? And that's what Disney's
doing. That's what it is.
So on the capitalism side, it's dumb practice, because capitalism eventually exposes dumb ideas, and Disney's getting exposed for dumb ideas. Bob Chapek, where they have to beg a Bob Iger to come back, which Bob Iger is sitting there.
I had to cut him off. I like that analogy, the insurance thing, because why is it so dumb? Basically, what he's saying is most of this transgender stuff, It's kids. It's not really grown-ups and adults. It's a lot of it is kids. Well, guess what? Kids don't pay bills and rent, and most of them don't have jobs and take care of responsibilities. They're not, you know, a lot of them can't even afford tickets to the movie theaters. You know, like, you're basically catering to, it's like you being a business and you're catering to consumers that don't have jobs. That's what's going on here. It's the dumbest thing. And this idea that let's go ahead and attack the consumers that watch our movies on the regular, and when they don't decide they want to watch Bros or Woman King or whatever it may be, let's call them racist, homophobes, and bigots. Well, that is the worst marketing strategy ever. And you know what business I'm in? Marketing and advertising. I do marketing and advertising for a living. That's the worst marketing strategy ever, is to attack customers and consumers. It's the worst. You know, and taking a political stance is the worst marketing strategy ever. No business should ever take a political stance. You shouldn't say you're Republican, nor Democrat, nor liberal, nor anything. You shouldn't take a political stance as a business. You know, because in this day and age, if you take a political stance as a business, you're alienating half your consumer base. Why is that? Well, let's see, because Democrats went out there and called all Republicans racist, bigots, white supremacists. And you might as well throw in non-Republicans too. Anybody that the Democrats and liberals don't agree with, they've literally called white supremacists, racist, bigots, homophobes, transphobes, and any kind of phobes you can think of. Fatophobe, whatever, you know. And you can't walk back that stance, that statement that you put out there without any clear proof of evidence or facts that every single Republican or every single Trump voter or Trump supporter is a racist. There's no facts or evidence whatsoever to back that up. But, you know, they're taking that stance. So now when you say, hey, I'm a business and I'm a Democrat, well, now all you've done is called half of your customers racist, white supremacists, bigots, and homophobes and transphobes and all that. And then when you say you're Republican, they're probably saying you're all about controlling our bodies and things of that nature, you know. But like, you know, that's the thing. Like, Republicans don't look at abortions as controlling your body; they look at it as that's a body within a body. A life within a life. And like Akon said, the female is just the vessel. The man is the creator of all life. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Definitely agree. Like, it ain't just Disney either. It's Hollywood making these woke movies. And you basically cater to a small, very, very small percentage of people, and then you're attacking the rest when they're not interested in your movie that you've made for a very, very small percentage of people. You know, what do you expect? It's the worst consumer strategy ever. Woke, going woke as a business and taking a political stance as a business is the worst marketing strategy ever. So once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.